California lifts suspension of Bulgarian boxer who kissed reporter without consent. By Dylan Gwynn on July 23, 2019. Boxer Kubrat Pulev received a unanimous decision victory on Monday. Though, it wasn't the kind of vote that gave him a win inside the ring. Instead, the Bulgarian heavyweight needed this particular vote of approval just to be allowed to get back inside the ring. On Monday, Pulev received a 6-0 vote of approval from the California State Athletic Commission to be allowed to reapply for his boxing license. Pulev, 38, had his license pulled after an incident last May in which he gave Vegas Sports Daily reporter Jennifer Ravallo an unsolicited kiss during an interview. Watch. For that incident, Pulev was required to pay a $2,500 fine and complete sexual harassment training. While the commission allowed Pulev to reapply for his license, they also made it clear that another such offense could result in a permanent ban from fighting in North America. Pulev has apologized to Ravallo and chalked the incident up to post-fight excitement after a big win. The heavyweight also claimed that he and Ravallo, who goes by the on-air name Sushi, were close personal friends. However, that explanation didn't fly with Ravallo's high-powered attorney, Gloria Allred, who characterized the incident as one of sexual harassment. Pulev's promoter, Bob Arum of Top Rank, also found himself in sexual harassment training. After initially saying he didn't think Pulev's unsolicited kiss rose to the level of sexual harassment, Ravallo took aim at Arum. The Vegas sports reporter said that if Arum didn't believe that a 6'4", 250-pound boxer grabbing the face of a 5'2" reporter and forcibly kissing her with his bloody mouth was sexual harassment, I would like to see if he would think differently if a large, bloody man did the same to him without his consent. Arum ended up attending harassment training with Pulev. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.